May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Throughout the Bible, when you go up to the top of the mountain, you're probably going to have an encounter with God. Tops of mountains is where people run into God. Happened to Moses, that's where Elijah went. So when Jesus invites Peter and James and John to go up the mountain with him, they know something is going to happen. The gospel doesn't tell us exactly what they thought was going on, but you can bet they thought that maybe this mountaintop was something important and something exciting, and they knew something was going to happen. They must have felt so excited that they were the ones who'd been asked. But you know, what's interesting to me is what I think they may have missed, especially Peter, is that that invitation to go up the mountain was not all about them. Mountaintop experiences are really about God. They're really about what God is doing in the world and how God wants to invite us into what God is doing in the world. Which is probably why Peter misses it, because he's so excited about the idea that he's the one that God invited, that his first reaction is to extend the experience. He wants to move right in. Peter hasn't yet realized that this isn't all about him. But Jesus knows that. And God makes it immediately clear by telling and appearing and offering this amazing vision of who Jesus is. Because that's what the Transfiguration is all about. It's this opportunity that Peter and James and John get to have an unambiguous understanding of who Jesus is. He is filled with the glory of God. He is standing there with Moses representing the law and Elijah representing the prophets. I suspect God thought at that moment he couldn't be any more clear. And yet, Peter, somehow missing it, so God takes it a step further and says, "This is my beloved son. I'm pleased with him. Listen to him." Even Peter gets it then. And they probably fall down in terror, because when God decides to explain it to you in small words and visual aids, that's one of those moments you realize exactly what you're on the receiving end of. The vision, though, wasn't something that they were fully able to understand even then. Because on the way back down the mountain, Jesus tells them not to tell anyone yet. The disciples will not fully understand what this vision means until after the passion and the resurrection. They think they understand it in that moment, but there is more still for them to understand. There is more still for them to interpret, for them to fully grasp what God has shown them. The vision by itself is not everything, and it's not about them. They were called up to that top of that mountain, though, so that they could bear witness. So that when all that had come to pass, they would know what to say. So that after the resurrection, when they thought back, they would finally fully understand what God was doing in the world in that moment. And then they would be able to share it with others. They would have had that first clear experience that they could share with others and that the whole church could come to know. And that's how we get the second letter of Peter, the sharing of that vision, that, oh, I get it now, that comes clear only after the crucifixion and the resurrection. That personal witness is important to the church because they're getting all sorts of the fact that God was really active, that the Holy Spirit was moving in this way. And they could help people see that what was going on in the world was nothing less than the redemption of all creation. Something they hadn't fully appreciated until the resurrection. You know, the number one reason people give me, they don't go to church. This isn't, you guys, obviously you're here. But you know, when you tell people that you're a priest, people immediately tell you why they don't go to church. And the most common reason people tell me is, well, you know, I've experienced God anywhere, and I really find God much more present to me up on mountains. To which I go, well, yeah. Mountains are the way we meet God. I know that from reading the Bible. The problem is people, I think, like Peter, have misunderstood what a mountaintop experience is all about. We think that the mountaintop experience, the experience of the presence of God, that overwhelming moment when we know that we are loved and we are welcomed, that experience that many of us have had at some point in our lives of feeling the presence of God in church or on a mountaintop or out in nature, we think that that's about us. We think the mountaintop experience is about us. The mountaintop experiences are not rewards for good behavior or a sign of spiritual achievement, whatever Peter may have thought. Mountaintop experiences are about God showing us where God is working in the world. God helping us to see in a new way the presence of the Holy Spirit in human history, in our own lives. Mountaintop experiences are not simply about us and our relationship with God. They are meant to be brought back to all of the faithful, to be shared so that we can all see where God is moving in the world and in our lives. They are meant to help us understand what maybe we haven't understood before. The United Church of Christ used a campaign a couple of years ago saying, God is still speaking. I firmly believe that, but I also believe that God is not necessarily speaking in small words and visual aids to each one of us every single week, but is in fact speaking to all of us so that we can bring back these stories, bring back these experiences, and then listen to the wise words of those who have had them before us. To the Peters and the James and the Johns, to Moses, to Elijah, to all the people through Christian tradition, through all the people in our own lives. Because the mountaintop experience isn't just about us. It's about where God is moving in the world, what God is doing to redeem creation. And church is about the invitation to be part of that. Church is about understanding and getting the extra information we need to understand the meaning of the vision, just like Peter and James and John had to wait till the resurrection to fully understand it. Church is about participating with one another, hearing each other's visions, hearing each other's understanding, being corrected. So it's not just my understanding, my interpretation of the vision, but all of us together listening for the presence and the voice of God. Church is about what happens when we come down the mountain. What happens when we seek to live into the reality that God has revealed to us. And let's face it, some of us are never invited up to the top of the mountain. I cannot claim that God has ever spoken to me and explained to me carefully and precisely what he was doing. I cannot claim to have heard voices, and I'm not entirely sorry about that because I think the commissioner of ministry would have thought that was suspect. For me, God's voice has always spoken most clearly
people that God calls through the visions of others. Some of us don't get invited to the top of the mountain, but that doesn't mean we don't get to listen to Jesus. Because those that do come down and tell us about the cloud and the transfigured face and the voice that said, "This is my beloved, listen to him." During Lent, some of us may indeed come to church and have a mountaintop experience. If God speaks to you, please tell us about it. We promise not to lie. First off, we also know that those experiences of God speaking terrify the disciples, and you may find it a little terrifying yourself. So feel free to come to the rest of us and share it to make sure that it is indeed the voice of God that you're hearing. Some of you might have the experience of God in the sacraments. You might have one of those wonderful mountaintop moments when you are connected to the whole universe and that you know God is present. But if not, keep coming. Because God speaks to us in many different ways, sometimes on the mountaintop, sometimes through scripture, sometimes through the visions of others. That's what church means, and that's what we seek in Lent. Because our calling as Christians is to, no matter how we encounter God, whether it's on the mountaintop or through one another, is to stop, recognize, and identify who Jesus is. And listen to him. Amen.